Alaska Native voters in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region of Western Alaska give the UPIC language primary ballot translations mixed reviews. All 8 of the UPIC voters that KYUK talked with said they needed help understanding what they were voting on. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more from the Kuskokwim Hub community of Bethel.
Elder Jacob Nelson is originally from the coastal village of Gwigilngok. He moved to Bethel in the 1970s and he speaks mostly Yupik and very little English. He says leading up to Alaska's primary election, he heard some information on the radio in his language about an oil tax referendum.
I've only ever heard about the ballot initiative on the radio, not from anywhere else.
Alaska's primary ballot asked voters to weigh in on whether to repeal oil tax changes made by the state legislature last year, among other things. This primary was held on the heels of a trial where attorneys with the Native American Rights Fund argued the state of Alaska was not doing enough to help Yupik voters understand the issues in their language. The State Division of Elections argued they are doing enough. Critics say the translations are full of jargon and legalese that are difficult, if not impossible, for mainly Yupik-speaking voters to make sense of. Like many elders in the area, Nelson says he couldn't understand the Yupik ballot because it's written in a modern style that he's not used to. He had someone working at the polls explain the issues to him in spoken Yupik and marked an English ballot. He says he's glad there is some effort, but there could be more.
This will be good for the people if people could understand what they are voting for and if we understand it the way we speak.
It's estimated there are around 10,000 Yupik-speaking voters in Alaska. It's the second most spoken language in the state behind English and also the second most spoken Native American language in the country behind Navajo. A decision on the lawsuit against the state of Alaska regarding language translations is expected soon. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.